Redout Volcano is continuing its grumpy behavior. Located 50 miles west of Kenai and 100 miles southwest of Anchorage, Redout has been very active in recent days. Alaska Volcano Observatory volcanologist Dave Schneider says over the last 16 hours, there's been a good increase in seismic activity.
With sort of continuous shaking of the ground, and this has waxed and waned as of about 2:15 this afternoon, we're on the upswing again, but no eruption has taken place as of yet.
An AVO observation flight this afternoon reported no sign of ash emission, but saw significant steaming from a new melt depression at the mouth of the summit crater near the vent area of the previous eruption.
The most likely outcome of this current level of activity is an eruption similar to what we saw in 1989 to 1990.
Schneider says the past year has been very active for volcanism in Alaska.
Akmak volcano out just west of Dutch Harbor erupted in July and August of this year and put up an ash cloud up into the stratosphere. Cleveland volcano, which is located just west of Akmak, erupted briefly later on in the month of July. And then Kasatochi out in the far western Aleutians, or sort of east of between Adak and Atka, had a very large eruption in July. Which is probably one of the larger explosive eruptions in terms of ash and gas production, probably in the last 15 years or so.
Kenai Peninsula residents are reportedly getting ready by buying up extra car, air filters, goggles, and face masks. Schneider says residents in Anchorage should also be prepared for a possible light ash fall.